Good morning.
What Tony has been teaching through the catechism in the last few weeks has been very much relevant to the passage we will look at today.
我们在过去几周所学习的大要理问答关于罪的这个教义。 跟今天我们要传讲的经文是非常切切相关的。Last
month, we were looking at Jesus' teaching from the Sermon on the Mount.
在过去的一个月,我们开始传讲登山宝训。And
the topic or subject last time was Don't Murder.
上一次我们讲到的 主题是不要论仇恨和谋杀。So
today we'll look at the next topic that Jesus spoke about, which is don't commit adultery.
今天我们要传讲的经文的主题是第二个讲论论奸淫。Perhaps
we could look straight away at Matthew chapter 5 again.
我们可以一起来看马太福音第五章。And
but before we, so I encourage you to turn to Matthew 5, but then I'd like just to review what we covered last time before we read the next passage.
在我们开始讲论这段经文的时候，让我们来回顾一下上次我们的讲论。
Do you remember the sort of pattern that Jesus follows in this teaching he was giving?
大家能否看出，当耶稣在登山宝训讲论这些律法的时候，他有一个讲论的模式。
He says, he says, you have heard it said in the past,
他首先说，你们听见有吩咐古人的话说，不可杀人。But
I say,
只是我告诉你。So
Jesus was meaning that you have heard what the scribes and the Pharisees and lots of other people have been teaching and saying.
耶稣在这里说，你们曾经听见法利赛人和文士他们对你们就摩西律法所进行的教导。But
now I am giving you the real truth.
但是现在让我们来告诉你，摩西律法真正的精髓，它的真意是什么？I'm
giving you God's point of view.
我们要让你们看到，耶稣来让我们看到从上帝。 从上帝的角度来看，他赐下他所赐给我们的诫命和律法。So
in verse 21, he says, "You heard in the past, don't murder."
所以他就说，你们听见有吩咐古人的话说，不可杀人。But
if I say, but I say, if you are angry with someone, you are equally guilty.
但是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，也同样要受审判。What
we, what is important is not just what we actually do, although that is important.
我们所做的当然是重要的，但是并不是真正最重要的。
But equally or more important is what we think and what goes on in our heart and our mind.
但是我们每天，我们心里，我们的脑中的所思所想是更加重要。God
will not only judge us if we kill someone.
上帝不仅仅因为我们杀人而审判我们。
But he'll also judge us for being angry towards others.
当我们向别人身旁的人动怒的时候，上帝的审判也必将临到。
For harboring hate and bitterness and jealousy and so on in our heart.
当我们习惯性的挥之不去的思想总在脑子里总是有这种仇恨，有这种嫉妒，有这种苦毒，对别人的所事，在想到别人的时候。
Or for speaking abuse or angrily with someone else.
当我们说话，我们对别人是一种谩骂，一种不友好的态度的时候。
The evil we do is the result of what goes on in our heart.
所有的这些都表现出我们心里的邪恶。
And Jesus teaches the same way about adultery.
所以同样的原则也适用于今天我们要所传讲的论奸淫这个题目。
So let's read from verses 27 to 30 together.
让我们一起来读25章27到30节。你们听见有话说不可奸淫，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与他犯奸淫了。若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，就弯出来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身丢在地狱。若是右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身下入地狱。
So verse 27 follows that same pattern again.
所以我们从27节又看到同样的模式，讲论模式出现。
You've heard that it was said, don't commit adultery.
你们听见有话说，不可奸淫。
But I say, anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery in her heart.
只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫。
Again, it's what is in our heart that is the root cause of what we say and do.
再一次，耶稣在这里，耶稣的教训在这里让我们看到，一切都是因着我们心里的所思所想，所导致产生出来外在的行为，产生出来的罪行。
And by the way,
顺便一提，
I used to think that this teaching was primarily for men.
我以前一直认为耶稣的这个教导是用来对男性说的。
But my experience in life teaches me that we all need to guard our hearts in this matter.
但是对于这个教训是适用于不管男女都适用，我们都需要保守我们的心。
Verse 27 and verse 28 seem to be clear and straightforward in their meaning.
五章二十七到二十八节意思已经非常明显。
So why did Jesus add verse 29 and 30?
为什么耶稣在讲了27节到28节之后，他加上去讲了29到30节这两节。
If your eye causes you to sin, take it out.
如果你的右眼叫你跌倒，就弯出来丢掉。
If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off.
如果你的右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉。
Did Jesus mean we should be cutting our hands off when necessary?
耶稣在这里是不是教导我们，如果我们的右手犯了罪，我们就需要毫不留情的把我们右手砍下来？
Or taking our eyes out?
如果我们的右眼叫我们犯了罪，我们就要把右眼关掉。
No, I don't believe that's what he was meaning.
我们相信圣经耶稣在这里的教导不是这个意思。
Jesus wanted us to realize the seriousness of sin.
耶稣在这里要提醒我们罪的可怕性和它的严重性。
God cannot, accept sin. He cannot look on sin.
罪严重的得罪了上帝，上帝对罪是绝不留情。
And as Christians, we should be increasingly sensitive to sin.
作为一个重生得救的基督徒，我们应当对罪越来越有圣洁的敏感度。
We should be growing in holiness.
一个基督徒，一重生得救的基督徒，他的生命就是走向圣洁。
To cut off a hand or gouge an eye out is a terrible thing.
弯掉眼睛，砍掉右手，都是非常可怕的形容。
And something would have to, to do that would be a very important thing.
所以我们通过这个教训，让我们知道对付罪是多么多么的重要和必须。
But sin is hugely important.
但是罪，我们需要真正的清楚的认识到，罪在我们生命中对我们的影响是巨大的。
Much more important than losing a hand or an eye.
罪的可怕性、严重性，比我们挖眼、断手更加的严重。我们真的认识罪。
So we should be making great effort to stop sin.
所以作为基督徒，我们需要依靠神，竭尽全力的去抵挡罪。
Of course, the actual cutting off of a hand is not something that would stop us sinning in any case.
我们都清楚的知道，就算我们把手给砍下来，我们里面的罪性依然存在。
Because sin comes from the state of our heart.
因为罪是从我们的心里涌出来的。
It's the transforming and controlling of our heart that will enable us to stop sin.
只有圣灵能够更新我们的心，使我们能够抵挡罪的诱惑。
The way Jesus speaks here is similar to what he says in some other places as well.
耶稣在这里的教训跟他在其他一些地方的教训是基本上是相连相似的。
In Luke, Jesus says this.
在路加福音里，耶稣对众人说，
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother,
如果有人爱我，胜爱他的父母、弟兄姐妹，胜过爱我，
his wife and children,
他的妻子、他的儿女，
brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹，
even his own life,
和他自己的性命，
He cannot be my disciple.
就不能做我的门徒。
And that, in saying this, Jesus means,
当耶稣在这样说的时候，他的意思是什么？
It is just so important that we be a disciple of Jesus.
耶稣在这里提醒我们如何做他真正的门徒。
And this is much more important even than our relationship with our parents and our family.
我们跟耶稣基督的关系胜过我们其他在地上一切天人的关系，包括我们跟父母的关系，跟妻子、儿女、妻儿、弟兄、姐妹的关系。
The Bible says we are to love and honor our parents.
圣经教训我们要孝敬父母。
But when Jesus spoke about hating parents, he was comparing it to the importance of sin of following Jesus.
当他用爱父母来跟爱耶稣来跟爱他自己做对比的时候，他是告诉我们跟随基督耶稣以他建立自身关系的重要性。
So here in Matthew 5, Jesus is emphasizing how important it is to be holy.
所以当我们回到马太福音第五章论奸淫这段讲论，他就是在提醒我们一个基督徒圣洁对他来说是多么多么的重要。
To be free from sin.
我们要极力的去抵挡罪。
In our society, it's easy for us to absorb what everyone else thinks.
当我们生活在这个堕落的社会世界里的时候，我们很容易去跟随身边的这些道德法律，这些社会规则。
And most people think we're getting better.
很多人甚至认为这个世代正在越变越好。
That we are getting more and more capable in all that we do.
我们比以前更加有能力去做我们想要做的事情。
But that's certainly not what the Bible teaches about us.
但是圣经从来都不是这样向我们启示。
I'd like us to turn to a different passage, Jeremiah chapter 17.
如果你可以翻的话，翻到耶利米书十七章，翻到你可以报个耶稣，耶利米书十七章691页。十七章，应该是九到十节啊。
Let's read it together.
Is it verse 19?
Sorry, verse 19.
我们一起来读。人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？我耶和华是鉴察人心，试验人肺腑的，要照个人所行的和他做事的结果报应他。
These two verses fit very much with what Jesus is saying in Matthew 5.
耶利米书十七章九到十节这两段经文，这两句经文跟我们现在所讲论的马太福音五章非常切合。
What we say and do comes from the heart and mind.
我们所说所做所有的这一切根源都发自我们那颗邪恶的心。
So the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
圣经向我们启示，人心与万物都诡诈，而且是坏到极处。
That's very strong and important thing.
这段经文用词语气是非常强烈的，告诉我们我们被罪所缠累的有多可怕。
But verse 10 also says, I the Lord search the heart. That's what I see and that's what I evaluate more importantly than the fruit of what we do.
第十节进一步告诉我们，创造主耶和华他鉴察人心，他试验人的肺腑心肠，不光是看我们的行为，他更直接穿透我们心里的所思所想。
Of course, this is why we celebrate Christmas. It's why we celebrate Easter.
这就是为什么我们基督徒我们也庆祝圣诞节，我们庆祝复活节。
Because Jesus came, because our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked.
就因为我们的心已经坏透，全然败坏，坏到极处。
And that's why Jesus ended up on the cross.
所以基督耶稣为了我们的罪，代替我们走向了十字架，为我们死在上面。
To pay the penalty for our sin and guilt.
在十字架上，基督耶稣为了我们的罪，向上帝承担了一切罪所应该承受的刑罚。
Jesus did all this to save us.
耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上，为的是把我们从罪和死亡里拯救出来。
So that we will grow in holiness.
把我们从罪里拯救出来，为的是让我们成为一群圣洁的子民。
And that will keep going right through our lives.Living for him.
直到最后，我们与基督一同进入天家，进入永生的国度。
The Bible stresses again and again.
圣经对这个主题的教训不断的在经文里不断的重复和强调。
Sin is deceitful.
罪是极其可怕，极其诡诈。
And we see things and think of things, and we like to think those things are good and will help us.
我们的眼睛经常看到一些东西，认为那些东西、那些事物对我们是有好处的，是有价值的。
But all too often, what we are naturally attracted to.Feeds our sinful nature.
但是实际上我们在做的事情是在体贴我们肉体的情欲。
What do you read and look at?
弟兄姐妹，你每天在看什么？你每天在读什么？
Are we using our eyes and mind to strengthen our knowledge and build our faith?
我们是在用我们的眼睛，用我们的心思意念去看神的话语，去更多的爱神，更深的认识神。
Or are there things we spend our time on that are feeding our sinful nature?
或者我们只是花大半的时间看很多不该看的东西，读很多不该读的东西，就是为了满足我们肉体情欲，满足我们的私欲。
This question is important not only about sexual issues, but about our life as a whole.
这不光光涉及到我们在性方面的邪恶，也涉及到我们生活中方方面面一切的事情。
We're all in a spiritual battle.
我们每一位基督徒其实一生都在进行的一件事情，那就是属灵征战。
And our old sinful nature and our new life in Jesus are at war with each other.
每一天我们都应该感受到在我们的里面是圣灵跟情欲在不断的相争。
So, which aspect, as it were, of our nature will win?
弟兄姐妹，当你进行属灵征战的时候，常常得胜的是哪一方？
We can say the nature that we feed and focus on is the one that will win in our life.
答案是，你体贴哪一方，哪一方就一定会得胜。你体贴肉体，肉体就得胜；你体贴圣灵，圣灵就会帮助你致死肉体。
You and I guarding and feeding our new life in Jesus.
我们真的每天都在专心诚心的依靠基督耶稣吗？
Or are we actually still feeding our old nature and old life?
或者我们只是拥有一个基督徒的称号，但是我们每天所作所为都是在体贴我们肉体的情欲。
I trust you will feed and guard your life in Jesus in sexual matters.
我相信我们都会依靠基督耶稣，靠着圣灵去致使我们情欲的犯罪。
Set clear boundaries about how you will, relate to people of the opposite sex.
当我们跟异性交往的时候，我们知道界限在哪里。
And make sure you don't end up in compromising situations.
我们不会为一些情况而做出邪恶的妥协。
And remember that our sexual desires are good and right in the context of marriage.
我们应该知道，我们对于性的态度，只有在合法的婚姻里才是蒙神悦纳的。
But outside of marriage, these desires can lead to great damage.
但是离开了婚姻的情欲，最终导致的是灭亡。
Not just for ourselves, but for others as well.
不但会给我们自己，也会被别人带来永远的伤痛。
So verse 29 and 30 tell us.It is better to lose a part of your body than to have your whole body thrown into hell.
这就是为什么耶稣在这里强调，若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，你的右手叫你跌倒，你把他们砍掉，强如你全身受到神的审判，进入地狱。
In our thoughts and prayer and so on.Do we really focus ourselves on where we will end as we leave this world into the next?
我们的所思所想，我们的焦点是否真的在主基督耶稣身上，让他依靠他，让我们知道我们将来是进入永生。
The most important thing is when we finish this life, where will we go?
我们需要扪心自问，当我们今生今世在这地上的生命结束的时候，我们最终的去处是哪里？
Don't allow anything to separate you from your journey to heaven.
不要让任何的事情阻拦我们走向永生的道路。
We need to seek a clean and pure heart.
我们需要在神面前有一颗清洁的心。
That is free from lust, sexually or financially.
让我们依靠圣灵的大能，帮助我们战胜情欲，战胜我们对物质财富的贪婪。
Or in any other way.
以及其他的所有的一切。
A heart which is centered on God and free of anger and bitterness and so on.
让我们的心能够因着单单的仰望耶稣，让我们的心能够不被这种苦毒、愤怒、仇恨、嫉妒所缠累。
How do we keep going steadily in the journey of life?
我们需要依靠圣灵的大能大力，靠着主基督耶稣，让我们在走向圣洁的道路上坚定不移。
There are two core aspects in walking with God.
在与神同行的道路上，有两个非常重要的方面我们需要注意。
God sends His Holy Spirit to live in us and guide us.
第一方面，上帝将他的圣灵，将他的灵赐给我们，住在我们里面，引导我们。
To bring to mind God's truth and His promises.
让我们能够明白神的话语和永远相信、信靠神赐给我们的应许。
And to warn and protect us.
帮助我们，保守我们。
And then secondly, we are to put to death the earthly desires that work in us.
第二点, 作为回应, 我们需要依靠圣灵去致死 我们身体的恶行。
The Bible speaks about putting to death our sinful nature.
圣经, 特别在新约, 不断地提醒我们, 我们要依靠圣灵去对付我们肉体的情欲。
That's God's desire and aim for each one of us in our daily life.
作为神的儿女, 神的心是在他每一个儿女身上, 就是要带领我们在今生今世依靠圣灵, 不断地走向圣洁, 因信成圣。
And that means that it's true that God gives His Holy Spirit to live in us.
我们再次提醒大家, 我们需要牢记的是, 我们胜过罪的能力来自于上帝赐给我们住在我们里面的圣灵。
But it also requires our determination and work to walk.
但同时我们也要因着圣灵我们要立志行事去靠着圣灵去进行这场征战
To focus our life on God and His Word
我们需要专心仰赖耶和华和他的话
We aren't saved by good works
我们不是因为我们的好行为而得救的
But they are inherent in the life of anyone who is saved by God.
但是我们的好行为是因为我们被上帝得救而产生出来的必然的结果。
We are responsible to develop good habits.
每一个基督徒活出圣洁的生命是他义不容辞的责任。
That will build up our new life in Jesus.
我们必须有一个强烈的意识在基督里。 依靠圣灵, 活出圣洁,
and guard our life in Jesus.
让主基上帝通过他的圣灵在基督里保守我们这样的心。
I'd like to ask that we close this time by reading Colossians chapter 3.
让我们在最后一起打开哥罗西书三章, 我们通过这段经文来结束。 我们今天的讲道，请翻到的报个耶稣，哥罗西书三章，新约211页，我们一起读，应该是一到十节。OK， 我翻到了哥罗西书三章，一到十节，verse 1 to 10，我们一起来读最后一到十节。 三章211页 大家都翻到了，我们一起用心来读这段宝贵的经文。好，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命。 他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。所以要致使你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。当你们在这些事中活着的时候， 也曾这样行过，但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。阿门。感谢神。 会去祷告。
Lord, we ask that you will help us to put to death the old nature and its habits.
神啊，我们感谢你，感谢你赐下圣灵，帮助我们致死我们身体的恶行，我们一切在罪里的习惯。
We ask that you will help us to keep growing in holiness.
神啊，我们求你帮助我们不断的走向圣洁。
With our lives, our hearts and minds centered on you.
让我们尽心、尽心、尽力的爱你。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen. 感谢主。